Good afternoon. I'm Larkin Page Jacobs with 90.5 WESA News. U.S. Steel Clairton Coke Works is the largest coke plant in North America. It's also the third largest source of particle pollution in Pennsylvania. Activists at a public meeting Wednesday demanded the Allegheny County Health Department clean up the plant. It's had nearly 7,000 violations in the last few years. The health department's Jim Kelly said one reason for so many violations is that his agency is keeping a close eye on it and recording violations as they come up.
Most facilities, we only have an inspector on site once or twice a year. We have inspectors on site every day, so they are finding violations.
Kelly says the department is working on a plan to bring the air quality in Clairton into federal compliance. After a tumultuous budget process, many state lawmakers are looking into changing it entirely. 90.5 WESA's Katie Meyer has more.
For 4 months, the budget was in a sort of limbo. A $32 billion fiscal plan passed just after the June 30th due date, so most state spending continued as usual. But the budget was more than $2 billion out of balance and stayed that way until late last month. A number of lawmakers and others want to keep that from happening again, including Democratic Senator Dalen Leach of Montgomery County.
It has to be one vote, so we don't spend money we don't have. And so, frankly, politicians don't get to say, I want to spend this money, which is popular, but I'm not going to vote to pay for it because that's unpopular.
Leach says he's putting together a proposal to require the spending and funding portions of the budget to pass together as one bill. Matt Bruyette, a Republican who's president of the advocacy group Commonwealth Partners Chamber of Entrepreneurs, is taking a different route. He's suing the state, arguing lawmakers violated the Constitution by passing an unbalanced budget. Katie Meyer in Harrisburg.
Pittsburgh Public Schools administrators and the union representing its teachers are reviewing a report delivered by a fact finder this week. Teachers, aides, and other employees in the district have been operating under a contract that expired in June. Superintendent Anthony Hamlet declined to comment on specifics, but says he's optimistic that the groups are, quote, closer than they are apart.
They work for Pittsburgh Public Schools. They're my employees, and I want them healthy. I want them happy. I want them coming to work, feeling that they've been dealt with equitably. And they feel supported, so I want to make sure they understand that.
The union says top priorities include smaller class sizes and moving away from performance-based pay. Chance of showers this evening, a low near 55, it's 68 at 535.